Well, when you're at a job and you like to get back into football, you look at things and you see what's around, and Basker was one that was available, and after speaking to the chairman and the and directors there, it was a proposition that appealed to me.
And it really does.
They're a good little club. Yeah, you know, they're a good little club, and they're looking to progress and take them a step further if possible.
Yeah, and I guess that's key. You speak to the chairman there, and he really does seem to be moving forward, but at a sensible and sustainable pace.
Exactly. You know, and it could be what we're aiming to do is build a side there, and it won't happen overnight, but we're looking to progress from where we are and gradually build things up and try and progress to the next level.
And you mentioned, obviously, there never seem to be too many jobs appearing in non-league. Obviously, you were at Basingstoke last season. You must be delighted to have found work again so quickly.
Yes. I mean, basically, it's a lot of knowing that I've been in football all my career and I want to stay in it. I think I've still got a good bit to offer. And hopefully, Basingstoke can benefit from that.
Have you had a chance to look at the playing squad and analyse where you might want to strengthen yet?
Not as yet. No, we'll have a good look at that and see what we've still got a few players still with us from last season who are under contract. The other players we'll have a look at, and obviously there'll be players around during the summer that we'd like to bring in and have a look at as well. You know, there's a lot of players at non-league level that are available at this time of the season and up till pre-season. We'll probably invite a few in for pre-season training and have a look at it that way as well and try and get the right ones in.
And this can be such a busy time for managers like you with all the non-league clubs battling over those players that are available.
Exactly. And obviously the catchment area that we've got to look at players within that surround area if possible. And that's where we basically meant to. We've tried to catch players from that area initially anyway. Where we are in the New Forest, you can't go too far out your region, but there'll be enough players within that area, I'm sure, that will help us.
Have you had a chance to sit down and set targets for next season?
No, not at all, not yet. No, it's happened fairly quickly. So I know myself where, you know, the club is. When we had our chat, we said that things will have to change very slowly, and we'll try and build the squad from where we see it and where we think it may lead us to. And ideally, you want to build something that will be with us for a few years. You know, I think it's a gradual stepping stone at this stage, and the chairman said. And you know, we want to start from there. We've got to start from scratch and build a squad, and hopefully, the players that we bring in will be with us for a few years to come.
And I understand you're bringing your old assistant from Basingstoke. How important was that for you to bring him with you?
Well, very important. Jerry Murphy and myself, we've got together since we were at Farnborough a few years ago now. And, you know, we've been together ever since, and it was important that Jerry was part of it as well.